Benelli, shalom.
Is it seven?
Yeah.
State.
Got it.
Okay, Rabbi. So, I guess this week, Pastor Shem will have shiur Monday, Wednesday. Wouldn't mind giving Thursday also, but I think maybe, it's too close to Pesach. But Bez Hashem, the Thursday after Pesach, so then we should give that Thursday. So that's the day we'll resume. And then we'll make a, before you leave for the vacation, we'll give a specific date when we're going to have the Bechina. So you're ready.
What vacation?
What? Pesach.
Oh!
You can call that a vacation. Right. Pesach. Coming up, and then we'll give you the date that Bez Hashem will start. We'll put up signs Bez Hashem after Pesach when we start Hilchos Avelos, and Bez Hashem should all be good. Okay. So today's shiur is Binyan Dam Besulim. Now Dam Besulim is a halacha midrabanan that basically trumps all of Hilchos Nida. Because all of Hilchos Nida, we've learned that to be a Nida, either the Raisa or the Rabbanan, the Dam has to come in a Mokar. If it's not uterine blood, then it's Mutter. Even though it comes out vaginally, say you have a Maka in the prosdor, or something like that, that's Dam Maka. And Dam Maka is Mutter Lagamre. It's not a Nisa the Rabbanan. It's Mutter Lagamre. It's no different than a nosebleed. That's Mutter Lagamre. So that is the so Chazal, and we'll see where this came from, made a chumra midrabanan that hymenal blood we treat like dam nida midrabanan, and that we'll see where that comes from and why should they have done that, because lechora dam pesulim hymenal bleeding is a dam maka and it should be mutter legamrei. So what is this idea that it's osim midrabanan? Should be mutter legamrei. Certainly not an issa d'oraisa, and certainly not an issa d'rabanan. But it became somehow an issa d'rabanan. So we'll have to see where that comes from. So the Mishnah, in the beginning of the 10th parak, Nida, tinokos shelo higia zman liros. So we talk about a tinokos, a young girl, Shaluhi gil zman aliros. Right? In other words, she has not even gotten her period yet. Not only that, she's not even the age of having a period. In those days they get married young. So, right? Tinoka shaluhi gil zman aliros. Vinises. So Beshame Omeim Nosnim Lo Arba Leilos. Meaning like this. That as far as the Mishnah is concerned, Dam Besulim is a Kula. It's a Kula. What do you mean it's a Kula? Because Dam Besulim, the Mishnah didn't hear from this thing that I was telling you before. The Mishnah is telling you what really the din should be. That Dam Besulim is a Maka. So as long as we can attribute the blood to the Besulim, so she's Mutter Lagamrei. So this girl, she didn't even, he gives Mana Liros. So if she's bleeding after being together with her husband, we can assume that that blood is hymenal blood, which is, as far as the Mishnah is concerned, that's Damaka. There was this idea that I said to you before, that's a later thing. That they asked it. As far as the Mishnah is concerned, Dam Besulim is Mutter Lagamrei. Now, most probably, if she's so young that she didn't even reach the age of getting her period yet, so then she should be Mutter. And Beis Shammai says, Nosin lo arba leilos. In other words, they can be together for 4 nights. 4 nights they can be together and have relations, and they could be bleeding. And for those 4 nights, we'll assume that any blood is still from the basulim. And then, that's mutter. Because you have a good tliya here. On the marker, you have a great marker here, namely basulim. That's a great marker. So keep being toiler. But once the 4 nights are up, so then, and she, if she's still bleeding after that, so then maybe she's getting her period now. In other words, there's a yesh gvul. How much we could...
By tinokas.
Yeah, tinokas shalohi gia zaman at neros. And beisilo omrim... Beisilo says... At shetichya hamaka. In other words, he says, no, nothing to do with 4 nights. It's as long as we could assume that the mark is still there and it hasn't healed yet from the basulim, you could still be taller. And the Gemara says that Kama Amar Rabbi Yehuda calls man Shen Nocheres. You know, the Gemara has different simonim to know when it'll be, you know, so that theoretically could go for more than that. So that's the first type of girl we have. A girl gets married even before she ever got her period. The second type of girl is Higiyazman Aliros. She already reached the age of getting your period, but again, she never got her period yet. Phineses. So that's a little bit more chomer, because at least she reached the age, so then, you know, it's more of a chance that that it's a period. So Beshame only Nostin Lo Laila Harishim. So Beshame says, no, you know, this girl we're not going to give 4 nights to. This girl will give 1 night. They can be boiled as many times they want on that 1 night. And they can assume that it's Dam Besulim, which is Mutter Dam Besulim. So Beshame only Ad Motsoi Shabbos Arba Leilos. Because they used to get married Wednesday, so Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Motzai Shabbos. So you get 4 nights. Ross of Oda Beves Abia, but what if this is what we have normally today, that a woman already got her period when she's still Beves Abia? Right? Ross of Oda Beves Abia, Beshame Omim Nostin Lo Be'ilas Mitzvah. So Beshame says, we give her the Bilas Mitzvah. Because now this is the most chomer. So what does it mean we give her Bilas Mitzvah? It means she'll have the Bilas Mitzvah, and she'll see Dam, and that Dam will still attribute to Makaf, and then she can be boiled again. Not Bilas Mitzvah, and she's also. But in other words, the Bilas Mitzvah, we still can be Tola in the Besulim. And Beis Hillel says we can give her the whole night. So all these opinions and all these permutations of all these different women are all lakula. That Dam Besulim is a kula, because the Mishnah never heard of such a thing that it's usher. That there's an Issur Derabbanan. It's a regular makkah, like any other makkah. So it's mutter. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Then the Gemara says, 3 lines from the bottom, Amarav Bogeris Nosim Lo Laila Harishim. So Rav says that a Bogeris, you give her the first night. Right, she, Bogeris means she's 12 and a half. 12 and a half. So you give her the first night. That's only if she never got her period. So then she have a bigger taliya that she never got her period. So it's mustaber, it's probably not her period. Aval rasa, that's our girls today. All our girls today get married are bogarises, and they're all rasa. Aval rasa, ein la ella bilas mitzvah v'sulo. So rasa, meaning she's already 12 and a half. She already got her period, not just the age of period, she already got it. So then, we give her just the Bilas Mitzvah. But meaning, not that the Bilas Mitzvah, therefore she's also. We give her the Bilas Mitzvah to be Tola in what? To be Tola in Dama. So far, we've yet to see any opinion that say that Dam Besulim you have to be Porish for.
That's like Beishamai in the last one.
Right? Yeah. Right. In other words, yeah. Right. Right. In other words, that Dam Besulim alone is a problem. So all these cases, how far we can be toilet with the Dam Besulim, and Dam Besulim is always a kulam. It's a kulam. So till we hit this Gemara here, on the next page here, on page 2, on Samach Hey Amid Beis. The Tanya Rabbi Seinu Chozru V'Nimnu Sheyehei Boel Bilas Mitzvah Porish. One second, let me explain. So this is the first time we've seen this idea that the Chachamim Nimnu V'Gomru that you should be boil Bilas Mitzvah and then separate. Not toilet, but separate. This is the first time we've had this. And that became the normative halacha. That boil Bilas Mitzvah and it's Porish. Because we treat the Dam Besulim l'chumra. We have to see why. Why in the world, all the Gemaras, all the Mishnahs till now, Dam Besulim is a kula, and now all of a sudden, it's a chumra. So there are various pshatim. Why are we machmir? So says the Rosh on page 3. The nearly the tam lechum zu b'shvil shenecha shem yotzadam in a makor in dam besulim. Lobishvil. In other words, because the Rosh is saying the following. Don't say the following. Now what he says not to say, many Rishonim say. And that is that we're choshesh that maybe with the Dam Besulim came real Dam Nida. Now why should we be choshesh for that? The Gemara always said not. Well, so let me tell you. We have a concept of Dam Chimud. What does that mean? That means when a person is asked to get married. So a guy gets engaged. He proposes. So the woman is very excited. She was just asked to be married. So that causes a woman, or there's a chashash, that might cause a woman to have menstrual blood come out of her. Because she's so excited from the proposal. Now normally when we propose to a woman, so she's going to be a need anyway, because she's already, so the fact that it might cause extra bleeding, that doesn't make a difference. But we hold the halacha. This is an important halacha. We'll see when we learn Nabchimut. Say a woman reached menopause, right? And then she's getting married. She reached menopause. She's 70 years old. She reached menopause, and she gets married. So, and she kept taras under shpacha, so she went to the mikveh before her last period. She has to go to the mikveh again for her wedding. Even because dam chimud, in other words, when you ask to be tavua li, that's the Gemara here on page 5, amarava tavua li nosei nespaisa tzvicha sheteshev zayin nikim, shiva nikim. That if a person was asked to get married, we assume there's an excitement on part of the woman that she's asked to get married, and that excitement could cause menstrual blood. So some Rishonim say that that's the idea of Dam Besulim. That just like when she's asked to be married, so too when she has intercourse for the first time, that causes a extra excitement, and that could cause Dam Chimut. So therefore, even though there's Dam Besulim here, but we're afraid that maybe some Dam of real dam is mixed in with that. That's all this that I'm telling you now. The Rosh says don't say that, but let's see who actually says that.
Rabbi, there's been cases of women who've gone through menopause and still have released blood with excitement. Is that even possible?
Sarah. Right. Okay. I cannot tell you if this ever happened sometimes people, but that's not the Iker halacha of Dam Chimud. But the Iker halacha of Dam Chimud is when she's not a reached that. In other words, the Iker halacha of Dam Chimud is even say, you know, she, you know, went to, say, for example, she went to the mikveh for the wedding. And then, say, something happened and they canceled the wedding. Okay? And then they made up. So the wedding was off. And then they made up. And he asked her, okay, now I want to marry you. So she has to go to the mikveh again.
Another proposal.
Yeah. If it was just a question of a snowstorm, so the poskim say, this happens sometimes, you know, you have a snowstorm and the wedding has to be pushed off. So that's, you know, the poskim say you don't need Dam Chimud over there. It's just a snowstorm. I had one of my friends, he was supposed to get married to a girl from out of town, and it was a big snowstorm and she couldn't come. So they couldn't have the wedding for Shteitzach. So they were able to get the same hall the next night. They were lucky.
Wow.
They got the same hall the next night and they had the wedding. Baruch Hashem. But, okay. So who says this idea? So the Gaonim on page 6 say this idea. It says, Sha'altem Hanose Isha Besula. Because Hanose Isha Besula Kshehu Boel Be'ila Rishona. She mitzvah porish men of also live al bila shniya at shetispor shiva nikim fetitpol b'mayim chaim neshadam besulim goreim l'dam nida sheyetze imo. So the Gaonim say that dam besulim is goreim, the excitement of dam besulim is goreim dam nida to come with it. Ushehi nevelas be'ilu rishona oches sosa ra'odav v'chalchola. Right, that's where the Gemara, where the pasuk in Esther, "Tischachal Esther Hamalka." The Gemara says, "Shapir Sanida." So the when she's nivelas b'ila rishona, it causes excitement, and that excitement is tantamount to the same excitement that exists when she's asked to be married. Mismancha isha mischachal zi pareses nida. Kinyan mashakosu b'Esther here. That is Chalcha Hamalka Ma'od. Amarav Malamed Shapir Sanida. So that's the gaonim. So midoraisa, so then we're not choshish for such a thing. Midoraisa, we're not choshish for such a thing. I mean, the whole concept of damchimud is only a din derabanan. And the Gemara only said it by tavul inosei. The Gemara never said it by bila. You know, could be, you know, tavul inosei is where they. But that's how the gaonim are explaining this halacha.
When we assume that the damchimud came during proposal, does that have months in advance?
What?
The proposal is months in advance. Like, why would we assume that the damchimud comes during the proposal instead of the wedding day? It's like the most exciting day.
Oh, so, right, excellent question. And that hopefully we'll deal with when we do the packet on damchimud. And the Sefer HaEshkol as well on page 8. Says the same thing. Mikomokum vaday dam besulahu kevin shadayim gives man l'rosa. Time at the mills of daf below he gives man l'ros chashin machmas chibut tashmish. Rishon niftach hamokor v'yovo tipas dam chimut. So he says the same type of idea, and it's also in the Yerushalmi. In Yerushalmi on page 9 says my time l'rosa yevsher shalo yetsay dam nida. In dam besulim, that's the efshar, that there shouldn't be dam nida together with the dam besulim. So that's one approach.
Who says that?
And then on page 10. We have the Chuvas HaRashba. We have to get back to the Rush. But once we already left the Rush, so that's one approach. Yeah.
Yerushalmi is not saying the same thing as the Golem. Yerushalmi is just saying the same thing as the Chokhmah of the Bab.
Well, he's saying that it's Efshar that there shouldn't have been Dam, real Dam neither with the Dam Sulam.
So, like
I mean, at least we're choshish for that. So that's a similar notion. Well,
don't really disagree with that because that's the point of the Babli.
The Babli says what?
That Nimnu
V'Gamru you have to be parish. So the question is why? So we're trying to understand why is that.
Oh, okay.
Isn't the Mishnah Gemara we discussed earlier, isn't the whole point it's discussing how long we can assume that it's just down to in the place?
Right.
Right? To the exclusion of down nida? So how can the Gaonim come and say, no, there must be down nida there also?
Right, but we're trying to explain that the last line in the Gemara that we did. That bol bilas mitzvah porish, nimnu v'gomru, which is a chumrah negating everything we said from before. Mm-hmm. So now what's on that line? And these are all interpretations of that one. Okay, the Rashba on page 10 says, "V'od the besula yish lachmir l'fisha ena el sha'achas pamachas." You see, we have a concept of we'll have a packet in this tola b'maka, right? That if a person has a maka, so you can. And then they see blood, so you can be told that the blood is coming from the maka. Now, that's a kulam. I mean, it still might be coming from nida, but we have a right to do a taliyah. That's a kulam to do a taliyah, the maka. It's a mistaber dika kulam. I mean, it's still, even if it's a maka, there still could be from dam nida, but we told them a maka. But because if we don't, then some women who have makas, they're going to be us for who knows how long. And it's not really done either. So it's mustaber to use this kula, even though the kula is not maybe 100%, because it still could be, even though it's a maka, there still could be done either, or it could be both. But we're told of a maka. But says the Rashba, The reason why we're told b'maka is Mr. Staber, because if not, you know, ain't no dover sof. But he says that maybe when it comes to this type of maka, this is going to be one time or, you know, or minimal at the beginning of a marriage, and then this maka is over. So maybe this maka, we didn't want you to rely on the tliya b'maka, even though it's taka a maka. But you shouldn't be told that. Oh, the besula yesh lahachman gefisha ena el shor achas upa machas. Aval kan in teichush afata osro obayla. But by other cases where she has a maka, we're gonna. It could happen numerous times throughout her life, and she could be osur to her husband, who knows how long. So therefore, we give you the kula of tliya b'maka. But the shot is that we didn't want you to give the tliya b'maka in this case. So that's another interpretation. Now let's go back to the Rosh. Says the Rosh, nearly page 3. The Tam Lachom Zul Lo Bishvil Shenichas Shem Yitzi Dam in a Mokrim Dam Besulim. The Lama Nichas Betinokas Lo Giz Man Al Ros. Right? Why should we, like what you fellows said? Well, why should we be Chayshish? That's what you fellows were asking. I mean, why should this new opinion, you know, not accept the opinions of the Mishnah, of all the things that we said before? Why did they say this thing? And why should we be choishish? Especially at Tinoke, Shalom, Higiyaz, Mana, Liros, Afil, Bisha, Gdola, Lamanicha, Shamrina, Afil, Isha, Shachuch, Skol, Yos, Roach, Machmastashim, Shim, Liros, Umbaka, Tolu, Bakosa. We're always choishish with Bakosa. Lokashin, Shevi, Yotza, Dominim, Dam, Makosa. Fevacha, Maka, Dol, Mizu. This is the biggest marker, so why shouldn't we be choshesh? I mean, in other words, there's a halacha of roda machmas tashmish, that there's some women that when they have relations, it causes them to become anita. So if it happens 3 times, right, that they have to get divorced, roda machmas tashmish. We don't have that so much as well as that. But if she has a marker, so, and she's being roed down machmas tashmish. We assume it's coming from the maka, not from roed down machmas tashmish. So, roed down machmas tashmish, we're makel. So, we should be makel here also, and this is a maka. El tam chum rezum mishum de beilas mitzvah lachol masura. Beilas mitzvah. Everyone gets married. People who are learned, people who are not learned. So you have to make the halacha user-friendly for everyone. The halacha is not only given for the lomdim. It's given for the hamonam. So he says, if we're going to stay with the original halachas, those are very complicated. This is when we give a night, 4 nights, 2 nights. Who's gonna be able to remember those halachas? Right? So we should make it one unified thing for all types of women. And that's what the Bogaris case, Sharasa, that's the most chomerdik. The Bogaris Sharasa. And then Vilas Mitzvah. One second. They're called Bekim Chilk Shevin. Vein Bogaris, Vein Rasa, Vein Loras, Vein Omishum, Dechas, and Yisra, Toh, Ilha, Chachom, Hiskibur, Rabbosein, Hashos, Kulam, Litein, Lamdim, Chomer, Shebechomers. The Haina Bulgar Sharasa, the Nosin Law Bilas Mitzvah, Fuel Pesh Nosin Law Osa Bia Shabo Kedako, the Gorman Yosso, Ain Sarahluf, Skider Shamish Imatahora. So the question we always ask, I think the Sidra Tari asked this question, is that when we explain the Gemara of Bulgaris, is she's not Osir right away, you give her one. Right. So Rabbi Tuchman, I believe, says in the past that the Rosh is learning, that most probably the Rosh was learning that Gemara of Nosim Lo Bilas Mitzvah, meaning that she only gets the Bilas Mitzvah, and then she's also.
Not the whole Mitzvah. She gets the whole Bia.
Right, the Bilas Mitzvah, but not a second Bia. And in other words, that's how the Rabbi Tuchman was explaining what the Rosh is saying. So if you learn that Pshat in the Bogeris, so he said all women, I mean today, the mice of all our women are Bogeris and Sarasa, but all the women we make a low plug, and if you learn Pshat in that Gemara that way, so that's how it morphed.
So it sounds like
Laila
Rishon is in contrast to
Bila Mitzvah. Laila
Rishon sounds like the whole 90
Laila
Mitzvah sounds like that.
You need
that one
Bia,
and that's it.
Right, but you could learn that means that one
Bia,
you could be
Tola. But, that's true.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't the Rosh use the case of the Mishnah according to the Estilel, who uses the same Lashon of Nosim La Bilas Mitzvah? Yeah. Just arbitrary, he chose the Gemara over the Mishnah? Meaning it's the same, isn't it the same Lashon of Nosim La Bilas Mitzvah?
Of the Sham.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So the Sidre Taref is Kasha, on page 4. On the bottom line, bottom arrow in the Sidre Taref, the bottom arrow says, okay, Gavna had the honor of a Bulgaria, Sarasa, Dein Laila Bilas Mitzvah, Nami Hachi Pirush, the whole dam, Shiro Bashas Tashmish, Arishon, Hudam Basulu. Have a Mashkir Achakach, Hein Ali De Bilo, Oshaloi De Bilo, Tolina Badam Basulu. Have only Mo, Rasa Achak, Mutaz Labai, Venetri Chlipo of Wardam, So there's a Pasha Pshat, he's saying, in that Gemara, is that she gets a Taliyah in the Bilas Mitzvah. So that's why he's asking on the Rosh. Well, the Tzarech Lefrosh Miyad, Heichan Huskozel, L'din HaMishnah. So that was Rabbi Tuchman's answer to the Sidre Tara. That he must have learned that. Rabbi Badi has a different approach, we're not going to have time now to discuss that, but That's how he thought Rabbi Tuchman in previous years. Okay, but whatever it is, acharei kichlos hakol, that's the halacha. That you have to be punished with dam besulim. Whatever reason, you want to say it's dam chimud, you want to say it's for this makkah we're not gonna you want to say it's lahashro, so all the women to
what
does Sidre Tara say? The Sidre Tara asks the Kasha of the Rosh. Rosh is it's to mash everyone to a Bogerisha Bogra, but a Bogerisha Bogra Paships is you toil on the Biri Shonen. You don't answer her after the Biri Shonen. The Biri Shonen, she still gets a Taliyah. After that, no Taliyah. Then comes the Rashba on page 13. He says, V'lav dafke b'sharos adam machmas bilo, hu shaporish. Afil loros adam klal porish mimena kevin derov notchim yesh lehem dam besulim choshim shem eroso zu dam tipa kechardo v'nevad. Inami shechipo oto shechvasera. He says, well, what if a couple has intercourse and there was no dam? So he says, still they have to be porish. Because there must have been dam. And maybe it just got lost, or maybe the semen covered it up. So that's it. But the poskim point out, we'll see shortly, that's only if you have a bia gemura. Because, in other words, the assumption, for sure you had dam, but a lot of times, the couple doesn't have dam right away because they didn't have a Bia Gemura. If you have a Bia Gemura, we'll see different opinions. Rav Abadi holds like the Shita that Bia Gemura means that the man was fully erect and fully penetrated. So then you say if it's fully erect and fully penetrated, then what? Then there must have been dam. Now, scientifically, this is not always the case. Because there's some women who have a hymen that's loose. Like Dr. Fertel gives the mushel. If you hold a rubber band, right? Say you hold the rubber band tight. And you take your finger and you go with the rubber band, it's going to snap. But say you hold the rubber band loose. It won't break. It'll just go with the flow. So there are women that what? That the man can have a full Bia Gemura, and there's not going to be blood. In fact, some women, the first time the Basulim breaks, the first time the Basulim works for some women is when they have their first child. Because if you take a whole baby out, then even if it's loose, it's gonna snap. In fact, Dr. Fertel always says to me, he thinks that that's the pshat, but they say Vayoshka, that what's the phrase?
Immaculate
conception.
Immaculate
deception. He says no big nice. Probably the mother had people can get pregnant all the time, and the basulim are still there. No big nace, because they had a loose hymen that wasn't taut, and Mela, the couple had intercourse, and then the zera slips through, and she. You don't have to say any big nisim and flois. That's what Dr. Patel. Yeah, I mean, I feel it to Saloma. I don't know, but that's. So
what happens in
those cases? Yeah. So those cases, it could be coolers in those cases. If you check out and see that they're, that the basulum is still there, fully there, and it could be sheikhs that bodies make all that. That could be that they wouldn't have to be parish. They have a full. Even after the Bir Rishona. And a lot of times couples think they have a Bir Rishona and they don't. That's the worst thing. When they perish, because they thought they had a Bir Rishona and they don't know what a Bir Rishona is. And then it comes to haunt them 2 weeks later when they get blood and then they have to ask themselves doubly. Right? So that's why it's kedai to ask a Shaila, because a lot of times people are perish Bechinam. And then they ask themselves doubly, because they didn't really have a Bir Rishona, so that halach of the Rashba doesn't really apply to them. And then a week or 2 weeks later, after she they were parished for the Dam Basulim, then she got her regular period, then she finally goes to the mikvah.
Were they over Yehuda in the meantime? They didn't have Bir Rishona?
No, so that's a good question. Rav David Feinstein told me once in the Sukkah. Told me in the Sukkah that his shita is, we can talk about this more, but any time the couple tries, he sees, technically the halacha is, if a couple didn't have Bir Rishona, they're asur b'yichud when she becomes anida. So I've dealt with couples that don't have Bir Rishona, took them 7-8 months. That would be Rishona. And now, Baruch Hashem, they're okay, they have families, but they have issues of having the Rishona, and you have professionals that help them deal with these things. So I've dealt with couples that for months and months and months they don't have the Rishona. So with Rav David Feinstein's Kula, that once the couple tried, so then, and they were intimate, they tried to have, and just they didn't technically have the Bir Rishona, so that will save that issue. Because if you don't say like that, you can ask these couples for 8 months to have Yichud, that's going to be, male if you have the Chuppah's Nida, you ask them for a place, a week, okay, but to have yichud, but to asa for 8 months or whatever. And there are couples, some it has to do with the man, some has to do with the woman, some has to do if the girl was abused when she was growing up, so she has a fright, and it causes that. A lot of different reasons that these things happen. But that's the reality. Normal people. I'm not talking about, you know, people that are not normal. Normal people this happens to. I'm not saying it's the rove, not the rove at all. But I've seen it often enough, not just one time, you know, that these things happen. Baruch Hashem, you know, it straightens out. But sometimes until it straightens out is difficult.
Could it happen that sometimes he could break some, like a little bit of the basulim, and it plays a little bit, so the basulim could still be there, but like it didn't totally break, but like...
Yeah, so we'll get to that. I got, just last night, somebody called me. They were married already for months, and they had a dan basulim shaila. They thought that this is the first time that they think they had a full penetration. They never had dam. This is the first time they think they had a full penetration. They still didn't have dam, but at least this is the first time they think they had a full penetration. So now do they have to separate? So I sent them to a bodeket in their local community. They have, you know, these women who are bodekets, which are very important, because the difference between a doctor and a bodeket, besides the bodeket not a doctor, but a bodeket will... Here we have Mrs. Debbie Klugman in Washington Heights. She's the local bodeket, so she's always very helpful. And, you know, as long as they're available, they'll take a person. A lot of times you need the answer right away. A doctor, you can't get an appointment for 3 weeks. Right. So you would say the main time she'll be a need the five times over the time you get to the appointment. So, and the doctor will charge doctor's prices, and the bodeka just charges. Mrs. Klugman told me that Diane Posen told her she should charge a minimum fee so people will take it seriously. If you charge, people take it more. So you charge a middle fee just to cover the cost of the equipment and things like that. But you know, and I have you know, bodekas all over the world. Because you get a shayla from Miami Beach, you need to know who the bodeka is in Miami Beach. You get a shayla from Harnof, you need to, all these different... So last night I was in the library, I got the shayla, so I called my wife up and says, take out the bodeka list. Give me... And I told her the place where it was, give me the number of the... So she saw that the woman basically was opened already, and she could tell that it wasn't a fresh cut. You could see that she was totally open, and it could be that they had a procedure done from before the wedding even, but you see, a lot of times you could see whether it was a fresh tear or not, and here it clearly wasn't a fresh tear. They were married for several months, so, and then I discussed it with Rav Abadi. He thought we didn't have to be choshish for anything here.
Regular dam basulim, again, the common stages, the first time with the boil, and then I say
she's probably rich, then the next time she's down. Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in a second.
Right, would that mean that retrospectively there was a problem with them being together? Meaning at some point there actually was a time that...
You mean that... It could be that when the doctor did... There was a certain procedure that the doctor had to do before they were married, because she was very... And it could be that the bodeket said to me, she thinks that maybe that's what happened, when the doctor did that, the Rav Moshe Feinstein, by the way, has this tshuva, before we see anything. He has a big chiddush. What page? That's it. Is that it? We'll see. And Moshe says, you see, some couples... Page 25. Votziu habsulum al yidei instrument. In Shrithim Leshev Zayinikim. Some women, some couples, they can't break the hymen on their own. It's too thick, too tight. Then you need a doctor to go ahead and open it up with an instrument. And then, of course, she'll bleed. So Moshe says here that Mikra Din, if the Besulim were bleeding because, not because of intercourse, but because of what? A medical procedure from the doctor that opened up the Besulim. So then he thinks, even though there's blood, he can treat it as a damaka and she's mutter. Because he says, if the whole thing is like chimud, so that's only by beer. Right? So Mamela, so that's an important, the Marsham disagrees, as Shlomo Levi points out, Marsham in this tshuva, the next tshuva disagrees with that. He assumes as a Dover Pashut that the only question he has is does the doctor have namanus on what happened? But it's a Pashut that if he does, then you have to wait the Zayin Nekiyim from the doctor. That's the tshuva here on page 26. But Moshe said the whole idea is chimud. The whole idea is chimud. So therefore, if it's not through intercourse, there's no chimud. I once asked Rav Avadi the following shayla. I once got the shayla that once it happened, a couple was intimate the first night, and when the man was trying to get in, so he took his finger to try to find where the place was, and he went in with his finger and he poked the basulim with his finger. So the shayla is, would Rav Moshe's kula still apply? In other words, it wasn't intercourse, but on the other hand, it's an intimate type of thing. It's not like the doctor. So I asked Rav Abadi what he thought, that would Rav Moshe's kula apply in such a thing? So he thought to be make that it would apply, and that it's not through beer mamish. Okay.
Why do we use this chumra al gabe chumra to have zayin nekiyim? Why don't we? I mean, it's not worse than nido, which is not a chumra and zayin nekiyim in a Torah. Why do we need zayin nekiyim by tamas ruach?
Yeah. Okay. You're right. In other words, zayin nekiyim as it is.
It cannot be michlaf with zivo.
The answer is, this is the answer. That you're too much of a lambdan. So you know, but the hamonam, like the rush test, the hamonam, we're not lambdan. If you tell them this, only in this case, but this is too much variables. After the low the oilam deals with low plug. That's how you have to deal with the hamonam. They can't deal with something that's not a low plug.
Would there be an idea maybe to apply the idea of, if it's not in the time that she would normally have her period, to apply the idea of, let's say, Zava Katana, meaning she has to wait just that one day? It's just one, assuming that, I don't know, maybe that's...
Yeah. Okay, let's look at Shulchan Aruch now, page 14, Kuf Tzadi Gimel. It says, Hakones Besula Boel Bilas Mitzvah V'gomer B'yosu Porish Miyad. A few tanish lo yizman lurus lurus, a few brought from lomotza dam to bear. Shem lurus a tipos dam kachardel chifal shukla zera. So that's the din. That even if you didn't see any dam, it says yesh mekilim, but there are more quotes, yesh mekilim, that Tziyun here says that goes maimri. Yesh mekilim im lo rosh adam, but nogul hakel im lo gomer bia. So he says nogul hakel if you didn't have a gemar bia. So raka oraba. So the question is how much. So some say, if the shaft went in. So this is a machlokes achronim. In the end of the day, as Rav Avadi pointed out, this is very mistaber. That the only time you really should be machmir is if there's a bia gemur, meaning because the top of the aver went in, so who says therefore it must have been dam and you didn't see it? That's not necessarily deep enough for enough pressure to break it. But if you went in totally, if she has a regular basulum that's not this loose basulum, then it should have broken.
So if there's no gemar bia, there's no need to parish.
If there's no dam,
right?
Having bought that, be a mamish turchlu first mirafel pishal arosa dam.
Okay. You mean in all these cases, like if he used his finger or something like that, there we also say you have to be parish if it was done.
No, that's what Ramosha is saying, not that way. Ramosha's chiddush is this whole siman in Shulchan Aruch is only applying to bia.
Right.
If there was no bia, the instrument or the hand, that's not a maisa bia, then Ramosha said this whole siman doesn't apply.
So even if there is none, it doesn't have to be parish.
Right.
What do we say now if there's no gemar bia?
If there's no gemar bia, so then, and there was no dam, so there's no dam besulim. Normally we see if there was a gemura, so then there must have been dam, you just didn't see it. But that svar must have been dam, and you didn't see it, that the Rashba said, is only if there was a gemar bia. Even women who, most women who were not sexually active before, have basil. Yeah, even if they're,
yeah. What did it
afterwards?
How
did
she have to be?
Oh, so then he says, Shriha Shatifsa Vatar Vativdok Kol Shiva, Hamishi the Shimusha. So this is the Mechaber Shita. Mechaber says you need is 4 and 7, the mikvah, right? But he doesn't have the extra fifth day of the Truma Sedeshin. 4 and 7 in the mikvah. So that's what he say, 4 and 7 in the mikvah. Question is, the Ashkenazim do 5 and 7, so the Taz here in Sivkot and Dalet, the bottom says, "Batzasi b'shem Aral miPrag." Tavol pi dehashta nohog alma danida mascheles linos miyom hashishi kavur. Even though today we do the hepsik on the fifth day, and then she did the first day of Zayin Kim is only the sixth day. Mikol mokum mascheles linos chavir rishon shel besulam mascheles linos mechamishi. In other words, the chumra of the truma sadeshin, you don't have to do. This is one of the heads of a kala.
You only have to wait for
the point scatter on the hampan, the Ramah's point scatters.
Right. In other words,
if they wouldn't do it,
if they wouldn't do the
hampan,
the hampan,
the Ramah says it's point scatter.
Yeah. Point scatter. You have to do it.
So you have to wait 4 days, not 5.
Yeah. Rav Shechter mentioned when the Maral Miprag was alive, he was known as a big posik. And then today he's known not just Psak Halacha, he's known for Agadah. So I always like to find the Piskei Dinim from the Maral Miprag. There are. There's a famous Maral Miprag in Hilchas Matzah. I gave it one year. Rabbi Blau couldn't give the Shabbos a Gadol Drasha, so I gave it. I wrote it up in the Beis Yitzchak. So I said over the Maral Miprag. One of the things we said over that the Maral Miprag sheet is Matzah Shira. Say, well, you have Matzah Shira for the night of the Seder. You have egg matzah. So he says, eat it, because you'll be Yotze the mitzvah of matzah. You won't be Yotze Lechemoni. Tudin, that's the Maral Miprag. It's matzah and lechemoni. Poshup Shah is lechemoni defines the type of matzah you need. And therefore, but he says, no, the Tudinim, and you can be Yotze matzah, even if it's not. So that was a psak from the Maral Miprag. And then the other psak I said from the Maral Miprag is he holds you can wash your hands on the grass. So you want to do the Tilas Yadayim. So normally on Shabbos, you can't wash on the grass because it's going to. Secretion. But Maral Miprag says, no, there's no such thing. Secretion is only by something that the malach is happening now. See, by Zriya, you're doing something now, it's going to cause it to grow later. But so therefore there's no secretion by that. It's against the Shulchan Aruch, but the Maral Miprag is the Maral Miprag, so he can be again.
You can't use candles on
So yeah, so you're right, exactly. Candles, they were chadash, not to use candles.
This right? Is like the sheet of the Rishash, the Ichiyu comes later on.
Yeah, that's about if you take the seed out. But here, everyone agrees the Metzias is, it's happening later.
Right.
So that, in other words, even if you, whichever way you hold on that Machlokas, he'll still say like this. Okay. Now, now the question is like this. There could be Dam Pesulim the second time they have intercourse, the third time they have intercourse, etc. And that could be much more difficult for a couple to... Because here, they worked together the first time, and then she became Anita. So it was also like 2 weeks. Now they're finally together, and she bleeds more, so that could be even more traumatic. So some poskim say, Enochanami. Enochanami. You have to wait. And if it'll happen again, you'll wait again. Rav Abadi points out that the Orach HaShulchan, somewhere in this packet, says you even have to what? You even have to be checked for Dam Pesulim. You even have to check. You have to do, you know, look for it. Mechapes. So as Rav Abadi said, it's Pashat that you're also even the first time, the second time, not. Rav Tovin pointed out that could be, you know, discussion with Reuven Feinstein about this, that maybe what, maybe it's only, I think Rabbi Tung pointed out, to see from the Rishonim, especially if you hold like the Rashba, that it's a din in one time. He says, Beferish, Pamachas. Because they wouldn't have asked it more than one time. So that, I think that's very mustaber, even though it's not, the poskim aren't so, But let me show you one, the tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek. No, he says the second time you don't have to look. Because the Orach HaShulchan says you always have to look. Until there's no chashash anymore. That's the Orach HaShulchan sheet. The Rav Abadi thought, no, you don't have to look. If you see it, then in a karami, she's usher the first time, second time, the third time. Yeah. But there is this tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek. What page? What page of the Tzemach Tzedek?
It's in the supplement.
It's in the supplement. In the supplement, the doctor's supplement.
Who says that you have to be bodek?
The Orach HaShulchan. You have to mechapes. The chapes is Yerushalayim by Neiris.
Right.
Yeah, so look. So he has a tshuva here. But he says like this. I'll say it outside. He says like this. He says, let me say it outside. He says like this. In the Gemara, Dam Pesulim was a kula. To us, v'nafochu. It became a chumr. But he says, we only have to be machmir in Dam Pesulim to the degree that they were makil in the Gemara. So our women today are Bogeris Sherasa. So Bogeris Sherasa, so you can be makil up to what? One Bias Mitzvah. So therefore the chumrah is one be'ilah. After that, he says, so then you assume that that's no longer what? Dam Pesulim. But then you have to assume that it's Dam Nida. And then you could work with the rules of Ksamim of less than a gris, and you could be bitola less than a gris on the second beer, because the only time you have to, there was Dam Pesulim in the Gemara was a chumra, a kula, and the kula was for Bogeris Sherasa was only on the first beer. So therefore, the chumra that it's the Dam Pesulim l'chumra should also be on the first beer. But after that, what's the pshat? After that, it's after that, you assume that it's Dam Nida. And then you give the what? The coolers of Dam Nida that are less than a gris. So that is very relevant. A lot of times a couple has Biashnia and there's Dam. So, but a lot of times if it's less than a gris, or if it's on the color, less than a gris, it would be Mutter. And then Rav Avadi Yosef says that in the Taras Habayis here, that he, and you can get the kulas of Tzivonim as well.
But this is coming from the body, but we don't say that.
Yeah, but you didn't see it coming from the body. You saw it on the thing. Just like any chasm, it's coming from the body.
You don't know for sure it came from the body, just sound. You don't know for sure it came from the body.
Yeah.
If it came from the body, then
yeah, that would be something different.
Why are we assuming Davnina not Damaka?
Well,
if she were to go to a bodekas, they would have clearly saw it was Damaka from the Pesulim.
Right.
Meaning, on the second time, why are we assuming, oh, it's Davnida, so we're going to say Gris, versus saying, oh, we know it's Damaka?
Right, right.
We have a bodekas, right.
That's what Rabbi Body would hold, whatever. But okay, but even that, that's the cool of the Tzemach Tzedek. Because if you don't know the cool of the Tzemach Tzedek, then a woman could be going to be usher again and again and again for, you know. So those are the cool of the Tzemach Tzedek. That on the Biyashni and onward, she's not usher. If you have the coolers of, we don't treat like that Dan Besulim anymore, and you give it the coolers of, but you're right, and therefore we should give her the Din Mak also. Rabbi Badi has coolers like that as well. Okay, before we can, Rabbi Tuckman told me an interesting story. I'm going to repeat it over yesterday from yesterday, from last week's shiur. So I'll say it over, and then we'll conclude for today. Maybe there's a couple of things I didn't say over. But we saw the Rav Moshe's tshuva about what? About the that a person, that after they go to the mikveh, the Ramah is machmir that they shouldn't wash themselves, they shouldn't bathe themselves. So the question is, say the husband's out of town. So in other words, once they have tashmish with the husband, then of course they can bathe themselves. But before the tashmish, they can't bathe themselves. So their husband's out of town. So what? She can't take a shower for. So Rav Moshe says he thinks it's only for that day, or till the next night, etc. So Rabbi, we saw that tshuva was written to Rabbi Rebek from Passaic. So Rabbi Tuckman told me, and he'll correct me if I make a mistake here, that he saw Rabbi Rebek, and he told him we did the tshuva. So he gave him the background of the tshuva, that he was a rav in Monticello. It happened in Monticello. So, in Monticello, that's the mountains, right? So, the old minhag in the mountains, for the, it's not so old, some people still have the minhag in the mountains, that the women go to the mountains, and the husbands come up for the weekend, right? Husbands come up for the weekend. So, sometimes you had these women who had, you know, they need the mikveh night, say on Monday, Tuesday, etc., and they wouldn't go to the mikveh. Because the husbands weren't coming up till Shabbos, until Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. So all because, and they were bathing. So therefore they had this thing in their mind that if I'm going to go to the mikveh Monday night and I want to go swimming on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's going to pass on my tefillah. So what did they all do? They all waited till Motzai Shabbos. I guess Friday night, you know, it's hard to go. So, but right. But so Motzai Shabbos, all the women from the whole week, mikveh women, all waited till Motzai Shabbos to go to the mikveh. Because this way the husband is around, and then they'll be together, and then they won't have this shiva. So it became crazy. It became a big crowd. The whole Monticello, they're all going. Yeah, and all the neighboring Lilo Seha. Ellenville and Hurleyville, all these villes, you know. tell them, just take it quickly. So he had to try to convince the women that not to do that. So because they were insistent that no, we can't do this.
And they allowed to take a shower after the first night, after the first day.
So what's that? So this was what the women were. This is what the women were doing. They were all waiting to go. They were all waiting to go to the Motzai Shabbos to the mikveh. So Rabbi Rebek said, "I'll ask Rav Moshe, and you'll listen if Rav Moshe says that you don't have to do that. You know, it's causing a lot of problems." So that's why he wrote this tshuva that you don't have to, that he answers away, maximum a day, but nothing more than that. Then he hung up the tshuva, wherever they hung it up. And this way, the women could go. Monday night, women could go Monday night, and Tuesday night, women could go Tuesday night. Wednesday night, women could go Wednesday. And they won't all
hung up the traffic.
Right, or even the swimming.
First
day, and after that, it's already. So I thought that was an interesting story to show the history, the background of that tshuva that we.
Well, the swim. First of all, by swimming, they're wearing something when they go swimming.
Yeah, but it's lower, it could be into the water, you know.
It's a classical. Rebbe, it's a classical case of law and order. It's also.
Well, maybe yes, maybe not. But Rav Moshe gave wrote that tshuva for this.
People also, once you swim, you shower.